It's 11 a.m. and you're listening to 91.5 WMFO Medford, and it's time for Something About the Women.
When you're down and troubled,
friend. You've got a friend.
Good morning and welcome to another Saturday morning episode of Something About the Women. This is Sue here in my home squeaky chair to spend the next 2 hours with you playing fantastic music by women artists across many, many genres, as we've been doing since 1973, if you can believe that. That was, of course, Carole King singing her classic song, You've Got a Friend. We are celebrating the album from which You've Got a Friend came, Tapestry, this year as its 50th anniversary. And that is probably one of my favorite songs of all time, if not my most favorite song of all time. And James Taylor famously had a version of that that also did very, very well. But Carole King wrote it, and it is a fantastic song, and I hope you will agree. All right. It is April 17th. Yesterday would have been Dusty Springfield's 82nd birthday. So let's celebrate Dusty Springfield with some of her own music and then some other people covering Dusty Springfield's songs, because we love Dusty Springfield. If she had lived, she would be 82. She died just shy of her 60th birthday, which is kind of sad, but she was a powerhouse and a great performer. So let's start with something from Dusty Springfield covering Carole King. What a segue. All right, here on Something About the Women.
Yeah.
It wasn't me who changed, but you. And now you've gone away. Don't you see that now you've gone, and I'm left here on my own, that I have to follow you and beg you to come home. You don't have to say you love me, just be close at hand. You don't have to stay forever, I will understand. Believe me, I can't help but love you, but believe me, seems dead and so unreal. All that's left is loneliness. There's nothing left to fear. You don't have to say you love me, just be close at hand. You don't have to stay forever, I will understand.
guess I'm doomed to be chained to a memory. To a
was green and mourn the lark that sings no more. What bird could sing whose eyes have seen?
But who can say
wrapping up a little tribute to Dusty Springfield on what would have been her 82nd birthday. That was the Indigo Girls just there from a collection called Forever Dusty. Lots of great people on this album. Came out in the year 2000. All kinds of great stuff. You should try to find it. It's got Laura Love Band, The Butchies, Gail Ann Dorsey, Michelle Malone, all kinds of people, Sarah Lee. So Forever Dusty, homage to an icon. And that was the Indigo Girls doing Broken Blossoms. Before that, our local favorite, Jennifer Kimball, did Chain to a Memory, also from that Forever Dusty collection. And Jill Sobule, channeling her inner 60s with Just a Little Lovin'. I feel like Jill Sobule just became Dusty Springfield when she was singing that song. She really channeled her inner Dusty. Before that, three tracks from Dusty Springfield: You Don't Have to Say You Love Me, I Only Want to Be with You, and her cover of Carole King's Will You Love Me Tomorrow. So happy birthday, Dusty Springfield in heaven. And let's continue now with sort of a mixture, mostly new stuff, but it's a mixture. I found this new remix of a great Katie Lang song. So we'll start off with that, and then we'll get into some more interesting things that come from strange places here on Something About the Women.
Just a kiss, just a kiss. I have lived just for this. I can't explain why I've become this chatelaine. Just a smile, just a smile. Hold me captive just a while. Why I become this chandelier.
Yeah. passengers to heaven. A great big wave came and washed me overboard. And as I sang, and I hollered, someone save me. That's the moment I woke up. Thank the Lord. Hi.
water than a pepper sprout. We've been talking about Jackson ever since the fire went out. I'm going to Jackson. I'm gonna mess around.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm going to Jackson. Look out, Jackson Town. Snowball Jackson.
Go ahead and see if I care.
When I breeze into that city, people gonna stoop and bow. All them women gonna make me teach them what they don't know how. I'm going to Jackson. You turn loose of my coat, 'cause I'm going to Jackson.
Goodbye. That's all she wrote. They'll laugh at you and Jackson.
I doubt it.
And I'll be dancing on a pony keg. They'll lead you around that town like a scarlet hound, with your tail tucked between your legs. Yeah, yeah.
As the COVID-19 vaccines become available, you may be asking yourself, should I get it? Will it help me get back to doing the things I love, like meeting friends or traveling? And can I do it without putting my family at risk? You've got questions. That's normal. So visit getvaccineanswers.org for the latest information on the COVID-19 vaccines. Getting back to the moments we miss starts with getting informed. It's up to you. A message brought to you by the Ad Council and the CDC.
Hey, you know who got vaccinated? I did. I got my second shot on Wednesday. I got the Pfizer. Very, very minimal side effects. Pretty excited about that. I was just a little tired after both vaccines. But in a couple weeks, I'll be all baked and ready to go out into the world, still wearing my mask to protect others. And I just want to encourage you, if you haven't already, please go get vaccinated. I believe as of April 19th, everyone 16 plus is eligible in Massachusetts, and pretty much almost every state. I think every state by April 19th will be 16 plus. I don't talk about my day job very often, but I actually am a digital content manager at CVS Health. And one of the projects I've been working on pretty intensively over the last several months is the website for the vaccine signups. So I availed myself of my own work and got myself an appointment at CVS, and you can too. Just go to cvs.com. It's really easy to sign up. So I do encourage you to get out there and get vaccinated, if not for yourself, for the very least for everybody else, so we can get back to some semblance of normal. All right. You know what's not normal? Nancy Sinatra singing country music, but I found it. This is from a 1967 album, Nancy Sinatra and Lee Hazelwood. We heard the Johnny Cash song Jackson. That was great. And the harmonica in that was just incredible. Before that, Nina Simone, who I'm a little obsessed with, having watched the documentary about her. We heard the title track to her 1978 album, Baltimore. And before that, way out of left field, Jennifer Nettles, who you probably know from the band Sugarland and her own solo work, she is releasing an album of Broadway tunes. And the first single is out. It's called Sit Down, You're Rockin' the Boat, which is, of course, from the classic musical Guys and Dolls. The album isn't coming out until June. It will be called Always Like New, but just really incredible new music there from Jennifer Nettles. The album is going to have songs from My Fair Lady and Hamilton and a duet with Brandi Carlile, all kinds of great stuff. So you're going to want to check that out in June when the album comes out. Before Jennifer Nettles, we heard Annabelle Trostek, the title track to her new album, String of Pearls, which is my new favorite album. And I played a track from it a couple weeks ago, and I know Jane played a track. Really good stuff, very jazzy and fun. And we started the set with a new remix of Katie Lang's Miss Chatelaine. We heard the Saint-Tropez mix. And that is how we started that second set here on Something About the Women. We are getting into, in about 12 minutes, we'll start the second hour of the show. So we're almost halfway there. I hope you're enjoying listening. And I want to remind you that Something About the Women has a Facebook page. If you search for Something About the Women radio show, we would love to hear from you. You can give us a thumbs up and you'll at least get notified when we have special shows coming out or any kind of announcements, or we like to post music news and things like that. So please go check us out on Facebook, and we encourage you to interact. Let us know what you like, what you don't like, what you want to hear, what you never want to hear again here on Something About the Women. You're listening to 91.5 WMFO Medford.
Save you.